So I'm here with James Corbett of the Corbett Report, newly back on YouTube. Congratulations to that. And we've all heard this quote by Voltaire: to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. So guess what? There's a Navy veteran in Texas. A couple of state coppers came out to his house. Here he is, Adam the Angler. Here's the video of the Texas police showing up at his front door, all because he made an anti-Israel post on social media. Here it is. Let's watch.
Try that again.
We're here because of the comments you made online about the Jewish community.
We're here because of the comments you made online about the Jewish community. Okay.
So what?
I'm saying,
I have a freedom of speech, dude.
Yeah, no, we get that.
I get that.
We got to make sure that you're not.
Do you have a warrant?
No,
that's why we're
here. Okay, you see that sign?
Yeah.
So that says no soliciting. What you're doing is basically soliciting. You understand that, right? Yeah. It means you're not welcomed here.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Stay off the lawn, please.
Watch, this guy's going to start writing something down. He's going to try to intimidate him. Writing some stuff down, buddy.
With your badge and
I'm
your
writing
belt it, and
I'm
your
writing
gun.
Things down. Right in your face. You don't think this is scary? Look, I have a pen and I'm writing it down.
I like
this
that
is what
he said,
they're doing, guys.
The
you make comments about the Jews online, they'll fucking show up at your door. This is what they do. This is freedom of speech. This is how much control Israel has over our country.
That does, I like this cartoon. Honey, did you post something negative about Jewish people? That's funny. So, by the way, in those three cops, I don't believe in using comic stereotypes, but if I was casting a movie with three Texas cops, these three guys would have gotten the part. I'll tell you that. You can smell the barbecue farts in their cop car from here. Am I wrong? Come on. So James, what is your take on this?
Well, all I can say is at least it wasn't England, because they would have arrested him if it was England.
Yeah.
I guess. So there you go. Freedom of speech for the win. No, it's absolutely insane. It's ridiculous. What on earth is the First Amendment about? Apparently, it's not about protecting people and their speech. So it's remarkable to me. Okay, so again, my perspective. I'm a Canadian. I've lived in Japan for over 20 years now. I live in those kinds of countries where we do not have even the pretense of free speech, and it's not enshrined in any constitution or any law. So I have, for a long time, I've always thought, you know, Americans, I hope you appreciate what you have in your neck of the woods. But that is disappearing. And to the extent that people allow this to continue, they will absolutely take every last bit of freedom of speech away from you. So beware what is coming. This is a tidal wave that is sweeping over the world right now, and it is not going to be pretty.
Well, again, I go back to COVID, because all the people who I considered free speech, anti-censorship lefties turned into authoritarian right-wing fascists who were pro-censorship and anti-free speech. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen that happened. I mean, a complete flip-flop. Yeah. And so it makes me feel like they're probably going to be okay. There's going to be a bigger percentage of people that are okay with this than you think. People are just waiting for fascism.
Yeah. And you know, again, it's both sides. I don't want to be the both sides or guy, but it is true. Whenever your party is in power, great, awesome, limit the speech of everyone else. And, you know, 4 or 8 years later, oh my God, now it's somebody else in power and they're trying to limit my speech. How did this ever happen? Until people, again, realize it's about the principles, the underlying principles, they're going to be stuck in that trap.
And so Gen X Girl did a kind of a good breakdown on this and how this has come to be. So Donald Trump came in, got rid of all the left-wing protected classes of groups and all the left-wing censorship where they call everybody a phobe or a sexist or a racist or a white supremacist. So they got rid of that. But then he just instituted this new right-wing protected class of people called Zionists, which is Jewish people of all stripes and all people in Israel, the state of Israel, UK, government officials of anything. And so here's how it started. In 2019, the UK adopted what's called the IHRA, the definition of anti-Semitism, and incorporated into terrorism law, which means Israel criticism equals hate speech equals a hate crime, and hate crimes equal terrorism. And in 2024, UK peace activists were arrested for online criticism of Israel. In 2025, Trump and 37 states adopted the IHRA. That stands for the International Holocaust Remembrance Association. Is that what that is? And so cops visit U.S. citizens' homes for online anti-Israel speech. That we just saw that happen. Israel lobby-funded House Representative Brian Mast introduced a bill allowing Secretary of State to strip Americans of their passports for criticizing Israel. Remember when you clapped when the Trump administration arrested and deported students for protesting Israel? Well, it's now your turn. So hate crime and counterterrorism, that's from college police in UK, right? So they executive order. So that's how it started in the UK. Here it is in the White House, the executive order on combating anti-Semitism.
Jimmy, the IHRA is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance.
Remembrance Alliance. Okay, thank you. So the USCIS changed its policy to anti-Semitic activity on social media as grounds to deny green cards and student visas. The USCIS uses the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which makes criticism of Israel anti-Semitic per Trump's executive order. So there you go. ADL, if you criticize Israel, you are a terrorist. That's from October 10th, 2023. We'll keep it going a little bit. The Fourth Amendment restricts the U.S. government's ability to spy on Americans through the Heritage Foundation. The Israel lobby created a roadmap called Project Esther, so our government can outsource surveillance to Israel. Now, this spying operation is going AI via Palantir. So it's called Project Esther, claims anti-Israel speech is anti-American, hence terrorism, claims their weapon of choice is the First Amendment. They are terrorizing America by protesting against Israel, and Esther's data comes from Israel operatives, the ADL, the ISGAP, the NCRI, and the Canary Mission. What's the Canary Mission? It's this.
The Canary Mission is an Israeli-funded blacklist, which since July 2025 has been confirmed to be used by the Trump administration to target students, professors, and professionals who oppose Israel and reside in the United States. This idea is part of an initiative created by the Heritage Foundation, the same group responsible for the infamous Project 2025. In their initiative titled Project Esther, they state that students participating in pro-Palestinian protest and activism are supporting Hamas, a group that the United States designates as a foreign terrorist organization. Therefore, pro-Palestinian students are considered to be supporting terrorism and are subject to the revocation of visas, frozen bank accounts, asset seizures, and the denial of basic constitutional rights. In effect, the Canary Mission serves as a means to circumvent constitutional protections, allowing the federal government to engage in intelligence gathering activities that would otherwise be considered unlawful. But the Canary Mission is not alone. Palantir, another company closely aligned with the State of Israel, uses AI-driven analytics to maintain private databases on U.S. citizens and currently works with four federal agencies. While government contracting with the private sector is longstanding, the prominent influence of pro-Israel groups within these increasingly powerful organizations warrants careful examination.
I mean, Palantir is a straight-up Zionist organization. They put out tweets, "We must defend Israel," stuff like that. And so is that chilling to you, James?
It is, because it's the confluence of so many different factors of that kind of not yet violent control and authoritarianism that I was talking about, especially when we start getting the Palantir side of this into it, as people may or may not know. I mean, even Palantir had their first ever board meeting outside of the United States in Israel, of course, because of course that's where they're going to go, because they're neck deep in the Israel-Palestine genocide and everything that's going on there in terms of the AI weapons targeting that not just Palantir, but other Teal-connected groups like Anduril, etc., are supplying the AI weaponry and infrastructure for fighting against the Palestinians, which of course is ultimately what's going to be used against everyone, because as you found out a few months ago in the big exposés that were going around at that time, guess what? Palantir is creating the big database on all U.S. citizens. I don't know how much news, new news that is really, because that's essentially what Palantir is. For people who look into Palantir and when and how it was created right after DARPA scrapped their Total Information Awareness Office that people may or may not remember. Remember, convicted Iran-Contra criminal Admiral Poindexter was heading up the Total Information Awareness Office, and it had that Orwellian logo of literally the all-seeing eye irradiating the entire Earth. And they were talking about how they were going to scoop up absolutely everything they could, your credit card history, your phone records, your all the data that they could get their hands on to create a comprehensive profile and map out your entire network and know everything about you. And people went, hey, whoa, I don't think the U.S. government should be doing this. So they scrapped that and start Peter Thiel and his co-founder, Alex Karp. And they were pitching this Palantir idea, and he put them in touch with the CIA. CIA became Palantir's first and best customer, and they started creating the infrastructure for this Orwellian nightmare totalitarian snooping grid that is now being expanded in the name of whatever, anti-Semitism, whatever they can blame it on. I just find it funny that in a way, when they are saying that any sort of anti-Israel statement is anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish and therefore a hate crime, aren't they admitting that Israel is a Jewish apartheid state? Isn't that what they're saying? I know that's against the rhetoric, but that's what they're implying by that anyway.
I agree with you 100%. Well, it's funny, the people who conflate Judaism with Zionism used to be called anti-Semites, but now they're also called Israelis, right? Because that's what the Zionists do. The Zionists want to conflate Judaism with Zionism, which used to be anti-Semitic. Now they embrace it because they need to. They need to pretend.
Jimmy, if you say it, it's anti-Semitic. If they say it, it's totally fine.
Yeah, right. They need to pretend that all Jews worldwide are on board with the Israeli Greater Israel Project, and they're not. In fact, I'm going to show you, there's lots of Hasidic Jews inside Israel that are not on board with this. So the people who are the most religious, then they call them they call them extremists, right? Or they're fringe. Come see us in Australia. Second show's added in Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. We'll see you in Burbank, California, the day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday. And then Pottstown, Pennsylvania, December 6th. Plus, January 11th, we're going to be in Waikiki at the Blue Note. Tickets not available yet for them, but go to jimmydore.com for a link for all the other tickets.